Blog Talk Radio.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him, say it.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh yeah.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Good departs every day.
Let me be spiritual.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my very soul to welcome you all here tonight to All Nations Bible Study with your host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers, for this Wednesday, hallelujah, July 19th, 2023. Now, Apostle Zeta Flowers is the founder and senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is also a major contributor to many of the programs here on the Spirit Alive Network, and she is also a valued servant, sister, and friend. So my brothers and sisters, get something to write with and write on, and please retrieve your Bibles and get ready to receive from none other than our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Shalene, and everyone that is listening in tonight. God bless each and every one of you. The topic tonight is on the fruit of the Spirit. So I will be going into Galatians, the fifth chapter, and some also in Ephesians. I'm going to just have a brief word of prayer now. Father God, I come to you tonight asking, Lord, that you would just remove everything else that's been on my mind today, good and otherwise, so that I can focus on tonight's teaching. I pray, Lord, that you would word my mouth, that you would give me to share what you would have me to share in Jesus' name, that it would be your anointing that will go out, your word that will go out and make the difference. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So I'm going to just talk about some meanings of what the fruit of the Spirit really means and what it should mean to us as believers. Just 1 second. Okay, here we go. The fruit of the Spirit is an attribute of action. It means living one's life with good morals and motives, as well as doing good things for others. Producing the fruit of goodness is a true mark of godliness. It also has an attractive power and draws people to Jesus through the Christian's actions. And that is us, born-again believers. How we act makes a great difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I just said, the fruits of the Spirit are these attributes that will draw people to Jesus Christ, and that's the main purpose. Praise God, hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit farther here, and then we are going to go. We will be covering all the fruits of the Spirit tonight, but also we're going to talk about also the workings of the flesh as well, because they are also fruit, but the fruit of from walking in the flesh is far different than we are walking in the Spirit. And so we're going to talk about that today so that those that are listening in tonight we'll see the difference and see where we're supposed to be in fulfilling the things that we're to do as born-again believers. All right. Every believer has access to these traits, every one of us. There are 9 character traits, and we will, as I said, we will be going over them. They are visible, and they are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. or temperance, as it reads in some Bibles. In order to live out these traits as believers, we need to be relying on the Holy Spirit to help us to live out each of the fruits. Each fruit is produced and nurtured and developed over a time. So we must continue to surrender our attributes, okay, or our whatever we think we're to do. We need to surrender that. Praise God. And we should be walking in the attributes of Christ, portraying the attributes of Christ. Okay. All right. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. We are redeemed. And the Bible tells us that the redeemed of the Lord should say so. And the way we live our lives will speak for us. Amen. Hallelujah. How we live our lives, how we carry our lives. Praise God. And also I'm going to go over the great commandment also. Because we are to love God. We cannot love his people if we don't love God. We'll get into that a little bit more when we get into the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, I'm going to ask you to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and I'm going to start with the 13th verse here. Okay, Galatians 5, verse 13. We're talking about liberty, and this passage will define liberty. It says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not the liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye not be, I'm sorry, that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Amen. Because if we're not walking in the Spirit, then we may be subject, praise God, hallelujah, to these lustful desires and all these kinds of things that we're going to read right now. So we need to walk in the Spirit, as verse 16 says, "And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Okay? And we don't want to do the things that would be contrary to what God would want for us.
Amen.
"But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these." So we want to pay attention to these. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the works of the flesh that we do not want to walk in. All right. Naming them, starting with verse 19. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, rebellings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. And this is Paul speaking to the Galatians church at that time, but it's also for us today. Amen. And he said, as I have also told you in past time, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So that's why it is so important that we know the fruit of the Spirit, that we walk in the Spirit rather than walk in the flesh. Praise God. Because if we're walking by the Spirit, then we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what the Bible tells. Okay? So now we're going to go to verse 22 and read the fruit of the Spirit. And then we're going to go back and talk about some of these that I just read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can love as much as we possibly can. Hallelujah. And if we have the love of Christ in us, we're going to love. We're going to love God. We're going to love His Son, the Holy Spirit. We're going to love each other. We're going to love the body of Christ. Amen. We're going to love those that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to love them in a way that we will be attempting to bring them to Christ. And allow them to know that they can know God for themselves. They can accept Him for themselves. Praise God. And it says here, okay, did I read all of them? Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Okay. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Okay? All these things have been crucified. Okay? If we're walking by the Spirit or walking in the Spirit, we're not going to lean toward doing the things of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, verse 25 says, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to live it out. We need to live out the fruit. Amen. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Yes.
All right? Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. So we're going to go back and look at some of these attributes of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know what these things are. I'm sure we do. So we don't want to lean toward these things. We see people involved in adultery. We know of people that are involved in fornication, uncleanness, and all the others, the last one, lasciviousness, covers a whole lot of things, a whole lot of uncleanliness, idolatry. Idolizing and worshiping idol gods. We have one God. And the Bible tells us that our God is a jealous God. He will not have any other gods before Him. So we're not to seek out to worship in idolatry, worshiping other gods, gods that don't hear us, God that, you know, people pray to, but they don't get their prayers met because these idol gods that they're praying to don't hear them. Witchcraft, that is definitely against God. So we have to be careful of who we hang around, people that are dealing in witchcraft, and sometimes we even hear of people in the church, born-again believers, dabbling with witchcraft and all these kinds of things. So we don't want any part of that. And hatred,
Amen.
We're not to hate anyone. And none of these things should we be doing. Praise God. Emulations is imitating. And people do that too. And they get all mixed up with what God has for them to do or to be. Wrath. You know? Strife. So we need to be praying against all of these kinds of things, that they don't enter into our lives. And then if we know people that are involved in these things, we should be praying for them, praying for their deliverance, that they will come out of these things, that they will know God, get to know Jesus Christ, get to know him in the pardoning of their sins. Praise God. So just because we see people involved in all these things, because we must remember that before we got saved, some of us might have been involved in some of these works of the flesh. If not these, others. So we have to be careful that we pray for them and ask God to deliver them from the works of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Okay, when it comes down to the fruit of the Spirit, love, we can love all we want to, because if we have the love of Christ in us, our love is going to be, it's not going to be the kind of love that if you love me, I'll love you back and all this kind of stuff. But we're going to love people whether they love us or not.
Yes.
You know, we're going to love our enemies. We're going to love those that hate us. Jesus does. joy. We can enjoy the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we need to remember that. Yeah. We can have joy when there's sadness around us. We can have joy when we're going through. Peace, we serve a God of peace. So because we serve a God of peace, we can also have peace. And we're supposed to do as much as we can to maintain peace with all men, the Bible tells us, no matter what. And sometimes we just have to walk away, not as a coward, but to maintain that godly peace that we have inside of us. Long-suffering. We're going to have to put up with some things in our walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't rise up over every little situation. But we're going to suffer long sometimes. Sometimes we're going to have to show forth more patience with some people, because they're going to try you. And so we're going to have to pray through these kinds of things, pray through the long suffering, some things that we personally will go through in long suffering. So we have to pray and persevere and trust
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
And have faith. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're going to make
Amen.
It through no matter what.
Amen.
No matter what we're suffering through, no matter what we're going through, no matter who we're putting up with or having to deal with. Gentleness. Are we showing forth this fruit? Are we gentle with others? Are we showing forth that kindness that we should be showing forth? Are we being kind to people even when they're not kind to us? Because we need to be. And sometimes people, when they're going through, and sometimes we're dealing with people just of the world, and they may say all kinds of things to you, but we still want to treat them with gentleness, with kindness. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's important. It's important because we need to be thinking about how would God handle this? What would Jesus do in this situation? Is he going to be gentle or is he going to act like them? We know that he's not. Amen? And so we are connected to him. And so we're going to need to show forth gentleness, even when others aren't gentle toward us. They may be saying all kinds of things. And sometimes when we're out, especially on the streets and ministering to people, sometimes they will say some harsh words. They will even curse you, okay? But we don't want to get in a place where we want to lash back at them or retaliate or anything like that. We want to continue to show forth the fruit of the Spirit so that they can see a difference in us, being that we are believers in Christ, that they will see the difference. They will know the difference. They will know that we must know God. Hallelujah. And goodness. How can we show forth goodness to somebody? We need to think about it. How can we show forth goodness when we are seeing people that are so undeserving of it? And when we see that, we need to think about when we were so undeserving of God's goodness, but yet he was good to us.
Yes, yes.
Yet he was gentle with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He put up with our stuff, our mess. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He showed forth peace. He allowed us to have joy. Hallelujah. When we didn't even know what it was about. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to be good to others. We want to show forth our goodness. And that can be in many ways. Maybe someone needs food and we can give it to them. Maybe someone needs clothing. And we can give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone just needs a listening ear. And we can just take the time out and listen to them. Show forth your goodness. Do things for them. And then meekness. Meekness is a good word. Praise God. And we want to show forth the spirit of meekness. When we are showing forth meekness, it doesn't mean that we're weak, that we're being weak. Praise God. But we're just being Christ-like. Hallelujah. We know how to handle different situations that we come across with people. And we show forth our meekness. We don't get hot-tempered and upset and all of that because of their actions. And temperance, hallelujah. And when we can temper ourselves, amen, hallelujah. That means using our self-control, not getting out of control, not acting up because somebody else is acting up, not wanting to lash out because someone else is lashing out to you. Maybe they're cursing you. Maybe they're calling you names. You know, none of that can hurt us. And those are the times that we can pray. And we don't always have to pray out loud. God will hear us because sometimes we're going to be in situations where, you know, we're not going to be able to pray out loud all the time. But we can go to God and we can say, Lord, you see the situation. You handle it. You step in. You make a difference here. You bring forth peace. And you can put that in action. Hallelujah. That's your faith, knowing mm-hmm. that when you come to God with anything, he's going to take care of it, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever the need is at the moment, God is going to take care of it. And he also will protect us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can call on him to protect us in certain situations, especially when we find ourselves in a situation where it's not peaceful. I've had that experience in my own life, praise God, where I just had to pray and ask God to take charge, to stop mm-hmm. the gainsayer's mouth. And he did. He did. And I thank God for that. No matter what, your enemy might be very close to you, but you can still ask God to take charge over your enemy,
yes.
and he
yes.
will. Praise God, because prayer is definitely one of our weapons.
Amen.
We can start speaking the word of God, another weapon, having faith, another weapon. So we have all these divine weapons and divine strategies that we can use. So there's no excuse for us ever to act up or act unseemly, or remove ourselves from where we really are with Christ. We don't walk in and out of the Spirit. Amen? We walk in the Spirit, and we continue
yes.
to walk in the Spirit. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. And we can rely on the Holy Spirit. We can call on the Holy Spirit to give us direction, to give us what to say, to show us how to entreat someone or what to say to them, if anything. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will just have you to be quiet, period. And when that happens, you know that God is taking care of it. He's fighting the battle, whatever it is.
Yes.
Praise God. When he has us to be quiet and has us not to speak, praise God. The Lord will handle our situations for us. There are times that we're not to do anything but just rely on God, rely on the Holy Spirit. God will do what is necessary for him to do, what he wills to do. He uses his angels in our behalf. And maybe
yeah.
sometimes we don't think about that, but there are times that we know that there should have been a mishap and it wasn't. Because in calling on God, he sent forth help, his invisible help. Amen. And another passage speaking about that, and when we're confronted with Satan, which we're going to be, because when we are sold out to God, we're going to, you know, we're going to be faced with a lot of stuff. You know, Satan's going to try to attack us in every way that he can. And so we need to know what to do when that happens. We need to know that we can continue walking in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And because he will help us, the Holy Spirit, because we're relying on the Holy Spirit even to carry out these attributes and the characteristics of Christ. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to live our lives with good morals, good motives, and do good things for others.
Mm-hmm.
And walk out these traits. They're also considered as virtues. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can live them out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said earlier, each fruit is produced. And these fruits get nurtured as we continue walking in the Spirit. Praise God. They get nurtured, and these fruits are developed better and better over time. Praise God. So let's go a little further. I'm going to go over to the Ephesians, where it talks about our new life in Christ. And that would be the second chapter in Ephesians, talking about our new life in Christ. Because when we come to know him, we do change. Praise God. It says in verse 1, he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. Okay? We just read about those.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Okay? We can be wicked in the mind as well as the flesh. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. So we were once there, those of us that are now walking by the Spirit. We were once there. But the Bible tells us here that we were dead in our sins, but he has quickened us together with Christ.
Yes.
By grace, we are saved.
Amen.
And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And when we're walking in the Spirit, we're already, hallelujah, being graced by him. Okay? So we already know something about his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Verse 8 says, for by grace you are saved through faith.
Amen.
And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man boast.
Yes.
And if we're going to boast at all, let our boast be of God.
Yes.
Let our boast be of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
10th verse says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Good works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're not to walk by the flesh. We were there, but now we're in this new life with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And let's go to the 13th verse. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it was the blood of Christ that was shed for us that brought us to him and close to him and in a relation with him. Verse 14 says, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments and ordinances, for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
Amen.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Yeah.
You see, we were enemies to God. Hallelujah. But by him going to the cross, shedding his blood, doing all that he did, hallelujah, dying for us and being risen on the third day, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have all of that working for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 17 says, and came and preached peace to you, which were far off. We didn't know peace. Hallelujah. And to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That is so wonderful.
Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I thank God for that. I thank God for the fruit of the Spirit. And I thank the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For how the Holy Spirit nudges us. Praise God. And gives us what to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, allowing us to continue to walk in the Spirit and not to go back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because if we do go back, we are really in trouble after all that was done for us on Calvary. Hallelujah. So remember, we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. We are the redeemed. And that redemption should show forth in how we live our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our lives should speak for us. Our lives should be saying, I am the redeemed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When people look at us, they should be able to know. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed. We've been bought with a high price.
Amen.
A high price.
Amen.
Our Savior's blood. So we have no excuse, hallelujah, to fulfill, hallelujah, what God has given us to fulfill, hallelujah, to live by the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, not having any desire to walk by the flesh ever again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we still have a God that we can go to just in case someone turns away from Christ. Hallelujah. And chooses to go backwards. If that happens, there's still an opportunity to come back, to repent of your sins. And he will accept us back. Hallelujah. He's that kind of a God.
Yes.
He loves
yes,
unconditionally.
He
no matter what we have done or what we may do, he still loves us.
Amen.
Let's see. I'm gonna prepare to close. I just wanna see one more thing that I think I was supposed to share. All right. If we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The tree is known by its fruit. Hallelujah. And good fruit comes from hard work and careful tending to, hallelujah, which is the fruit of our labor. Because in our walk with Christ, we want to produce good fruit. And not just good fruit, but fruit that will remain. All right, I'm going to turn this back over to Apostle Cook. And I hope that you got something out of this lesson tonight.
Amen.
And, the next Wednesday that I'm on, I will be sharing a bit more concerning the fruit of the Spirit. And also sharing some other information concerning the corrupted fruit as well, the fruit that comes from walking by the flesh. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta. Well, Mother Mattie Scott has her hand up right away, so we're going to get right on into the comments. And Mother Mattie Scott, good evening. How are you, ma'am?
Yes. Good evening to you, Bishop Cook, and all the Spirit Alive family. Good evening to you all. God bless you. And God bless Apostle Zeta. I tell you, she always do a wonderful, excellent job on Bible study. You know, she breaks it down where everybody can understand. And she's so sincere. She really is. She's so sincere because when she be teaching, you can hear it in her voice, and she knows the truth, and she knows what she's talking about. So, you know, she breaks it down so everyone can understand. And I notice Apostle Zeta's her spirit. She have a sweet spirit. She do. She have a sweet spirit. And you too, Bishop Cook, and everyone is Spirit Alive. But I tell you, Apostle Zeta, she really teaches Bible study very wonderful. You know, God bless her. I always enjoy it because it gives me strength and gives me more insight and gives me more, as my mother used to say, it gives me more wisdom, spiritual wisdom as well. So it's the Bible study was really wonderful, really, really wonderful. It helps you to be stronger and stronger as each day passed. So God bless you, Apostle Zeta, and you do a wonderful job. God bless you, Bishop Cook, and may God bless you and all the family of Spirit Alive. May God bless you. Double honor, all of you with double honor. May the Lord bless you all with double honor. And Mrs. Gibbons, she love you all too. She couldn't attend this evening, but keep her in prayer, and I know that you will. But double honor to all of you, and I love you all. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mother Mattie Scott, and the same to you, ma'am. Double honor to you as well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen. As always, my sister, my friend, my apostle, and most of the time I wind up saying pastor when I talk to my daughter about her. I say, did you talk to Pastor Zeta today?
That's all right.
But you know that's all right. God knows who she is. Because she's a faithful worker in the vineyard, and her Bible studies are so informative, so good.
Yeah.
You learn so much. And even if you've heard it before, it's always good to have these reminders from someone who has such a sincere heart and brings it back to your memory where maybe you have forgot kind of how it goes. And
yeah.
She always brings it back to you about how it goes. And I'm going to add one little thing to what you said, because I don't remember reading this just exactly how I'm looking at it now, but in verse 20 of Ephesians 2, it says, and they are built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You know,
Amen.
I just always wonder why every church had a cornerstone, and it would have Jesus Christ or God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and a date on it. That's why, because we are built. Our sanctification is built upon the cornerstone, which is Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen, and thank you so much,
Apostle Zeta, for this lesson, and I look forward to more. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Tina.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, everyone. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta Flowers, for that lovely Bible study today and the reminder of the things that we should not be doing in the flesh as followers of Christ. I really needed to hear that today. So I just want to thank you. God bless you. I love you.
God love you too.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, as she has said, if there's anyone else that has a word or would have a question, you're more than welcome to ask it now. We did have some feedback from our chat room. Apostle Zeta, a lot of people are enjoyed the lesson on tonight. They're looking forward to your next lesson. And so am I. And because you are doing a series, you know, I'm going to reserve my comments, because sometimes when the Lord gives you a way to teach something, it's better that we let you teach it. So I just want to thank you for this wonderful Bible study. I pray continued blessings over you and over your household of faith. I want to just thank you for your faithfulness, and I know God is pleased with you. You are most beloved here at Spirit Alive. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Zeta Flowers, all the Spirit Alive family, I have some of my spiritual aunts in the house, and all of you that were here, we just want to say we love you. We want to thank you for just continuing to follow us here at the Spirit Alive Network. And you can join with us on tomorrow when Pastor Vanessa Carver will be coming with Wounded No More, and she is still teaching on her series about overcoming rejection. And then on Friday night, the men will take center stage for Every Man Standing in His Place. And on Sunday, be sure to join us and Minister Adam Tuggle for the summit. So we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night from all the family at All Nations Christian Fellowship and all of us here in Spirit Alive. God bless you, everyone. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Good
night,
you.
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you all.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Wonderful lesson.
Yeah,
was
Thank
wonderful.
You. Pray for me.
Will do. Will do.
Yeah.